Did you have a weird dream last night or find it hard sleeping? If so, you're not alone. People all over the world are reporting more vivid dreams and disturbed sleep since the pandemic started. But some insomniacs appear to be bucking the trend, telling therapists they're sleeping better than before the world was turned upside down. And now researchers are trying to figure out why. Claudia Long reports.
Nothing wrecks your day like having a bad night's sleep. But for a lot of us, getting enough sleep wasn't too much of a problem until a couple of months ago.
The coronavirus pandemic continues to change the very fabric of modern life.
Hundreds of thousands joined the jobless queue.
596 deaths reported in hospitals.
Inundated with those suffering from COVID-19.
Coronavirus.
With all of us dealing with a deadly pandemic, consuming heaps of news and re-watching disaster movies like Contagion, it's no wonder many people are reporting disrupted sleep. And it's something Dr. Moira Junger, a health psychiatrist with the Sleep Health Foundation, has been dealing with too.
My husband and I having 2 a.m. conversations.
But despite anecdotal reports of more people having restless sleep, many of her clients with severe insomnia have had an entirely different experience.
About a month ago now, anecdotally, I noticed in my clinic, they miraculously just started to feel a lot better.
While some have already gone back to being unable to sleep well, others have maintained their better sleeping patterns. And it's their experiences that have led Dr. Junger to work on a study with Monash University, looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic is affecting our sleep. Participants keep sleep diaries and do an online survey, and the researchers are not only interested in your sleep patterns, but whether you're having odd dreams too.
That makes sense too, because this is a global pandemic. There's a lot of threats to us. Vivid dreams is not a good sign. Your brain is too vigilant.
On the other side of the world in Boston, Massachusetts, Harvard researcher Dr. Deirdre Barrett is trying to figure out why so many of us are having vivid dreams right now.
The most striking thing is that there are lots more anxiety dreams.
She's already started to see some patterns in the thousands of dreams people have submitted to her study.
I've got a big cluster of dreams that are about literally getting the virus, but then there's another big cluster that are metaphors about the virus. Bugs are going to kill me is a really common one. Cockroaches running towards you. There's a giant grasshopper with fangs.
If vivid dreams or even nightmares are keeping you up more than usual, Dr. Deirdre Barrett says there are some things you can try to sort the problem out.
If you really just want to make them stop, the best approach is not the don't think of an elephant that makes the topic pop into your head, but it's to fall asleep thinking about what kind of dream you would like to have. If you'd like to dream about a particular person that you can't actually be with right now, one dream from the past that you could then replay in all its detail as you're falling asleep, telling your dreaming mind that you'd like to have another dream like that.
Harvard researcher Dr. Deirdre Barrett, Claudia Long reporting there.